Athabasca Christmas season has officially started, and alongside caroling and cozy Christmas sweaters, the Athabasca and District Chamber of Commerce is also encouraging the community to get their gifts close to home this holiday season. Shopping local supports not only the businesses, but it supports the families that work for businesses, and the kids that are getting their first local job, said Chamber President Rick Baksha. Shopping local invites graduated students to come back and open a business within their small town because they're supported. It's cyclical. Once we start taking care of our own, it feeds back in and helps others. The Chamber started off the month-long festivities with the Tis the Season to Gather Festival held November 18. The festival, which featured wagon rides, fire pits, and activities for children, drew in an estimated 300 people throughout the afternoon. It was the perfect weather. Some people said we would have had more turnout with some snow, since that gets people in the festive spirit, but it was just perfect, said Baksha. It's gone over really well so far. The coloring contest went over really well in previous years, as did the sleigh rides. It's about engaging with the kids and keeping them entertained while their parents are getting some shopping in. This year marked the third iteration of the event, which kickstarts the "Tis the Season to Shop Local" campaign. While COVID-19 disrupted things, newfound support from Athabasca University has enabled the Chamber to build upon its past successes. The event also paves the way for the Chamber's Moonlight Madness event, which takes place on November 24. It's a kickoff for the festive season, but also for the shopping season that Moonlight Madness tends to bring in, said Baksha. This is our kickoff to try and keep ahead of the Black Friday events, and to try and get people to shop more locally in town. For many local businesses, Moonlight Madness starts when they open Friday morning, but an artisanal market will also be in place at the Athabasca Regional Multiplex. From 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Friday and from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, over 60 vendors will be setting up shop in the fieldhouse. Admission will be via donation to Athabasca Santis Anonymous or the food bank. After checking out the market, Baksha encouraged the community to come to the Santa Parade, which starts at 7 p.m., November 24. Floats will start lining up at the riverfront stage at 6:30, before heading up 49th Street, turning west onto 49th Avenue, before heading down 50th Street and then back to the riverfront. The evening will end with fireworks at 8 p.m. For more information, visit the Chamber's website here, or their Facebook page.